HarperTeen and Harper Audio present The How and the Why by Cynthia Hand, performed by Phoebe Stroll and Aaron Spencer. For Mom and Dad, who didn't ask for a refund even though I was clearly a faulty baby. And for the anonymous girl who put me into their arms. Thank you. I love you because the entire universe conspired to help me find you. Paulo Coelho.
Dear X, today Melly has us writing letters to our babies. I'm not keeping you, so this felt like cruel and unusual punishment. There are 50 girls at this school, and only a few of us are choosing adoption, and most of those are open adoptions, where everyone knows each other's names and you send emails back and forth to the new parents and get pictures and an update every month or something. But I'm not doing that either. So I said I'd like to opt out of this assignment. Melly said, fine, I could opt out if I wanted to. But then she said that there's a program where you write a letter to your baby, which they can request when they turn 18. So if there's something you want to say that can't be done by checking a box or writing down your blood type, here's your chance. You can write whatever you want, Melly said, anything. But it's optional, right? I asked. Yes. Which means I don't have to do it. Okay, Melly said. You just sit here and chill. Then she passed around some yellow notepads, like legal ones, which seems kind of old school if you ask me, and she gave one to me too. Just in case, she said. Sneaky Melly. The other girls started scribbling away. Apparently, they all have important things to tell their babies. Not me. No offense, but I don't even know you that well. To me, you're still sort of intangible. I know you're in there, but you're not obvious yet. Your tight pants. Your heartburn. You're the space alien slowly taking over my body. Your ex. I can't imagine you as an actual baby, let alone an 18-year-old person reading this letter. I'm not even 18 yet myself. So what could I possibly have to say to you? I don't have any great wisdom to pass along that couldn't be summed up by the words, use birth control, girls. But that's complicated because if I'd done that, you wouldn't exist. I'm sure you prefer existing. Some things are better left unsaid, was my thinking. So I sat there, chilling, not writing a letter. But obviously I changed my mind. I started to consider you, I guess. If I were an adopted kid, I'd want there to be a letter for me, because I'd want to find out the things that aren't in the paperwork. I'd be curious. I'd want to know. So, hi, I'm your birth mother, aka the person who lugged you around inside of me for 9 months. I have blue eyes and brown hair, and I'm a Libra, if you're the kind of person who's interested in signs. There's not much more to tell about me, I'm afraid. I'm solidly average. Sorry, I wish I could report that I'm a genius or gorgeous or spectacularly gifted at the piano or chess, but I'm just typical. My grades aren't fantastic. I don't know what I want to be when I grow up. I'm not a cheerleader. I don't do sports. I am into music. I collect old vinyl records. I go to concerts, music festivals, that kind of thing. I follow some of the local bands. Right now, I'm living at Booth Memorial, a place where pregnant teens go to finish high school. It's a school, but it's also a group home. Like in those days when girls used to disappear for months and their parents would tell everybody they were visiting an aunt. Most of the homes for unwed mothers around the country have closed, since having a baby out of wedlock isn't the super shocking thing it used to be. This place is mainly a school now. A few of us live here, but the majority of the students live at home. And, like I said, they're keeping their babies. There's a daycare on campus where they can bring them after they give birth. I guess you must be wondering why I'm not keeping you.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?